This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live, kicking off the second hour of the program here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Pickles Mountaineer.
And the Reverend Captain Pickass. We've got a disturbing story here that actually I saw in the news a couple of months ago, and it was one of the things that, you know, we just never get to, right? Like, there's always a lot of stuff to talk about. We don't have a chance to talk about all of it.
We could do, you know, another show every day for all the stuff that we don't get to.
Yeah, we could. We could. Even if we, like, turned off the phones entirely, yeah, we still wouldn't get through all of it. But so this is one of those stories about the Chinese government setting up so-called unauthorized police stations in the United States. This is back in the news now because, well, the FBI apparently has an opinion about this. And Yahoo News through, or rather, well, Reuters has the story.
Unauthorized by whom?
Presumed by the United States.
Okay.
According to the story here, they are possibly looking to influence operations of what I'm not sure. This is according to the FBI director Christopher Wray in a Reuters report. Safeguard Defenders, a European-based human rights organization, published a report in September revealing the presence of dozens of Chinese police quote-unquote service stations in major cities around the world, including New York, and if I recall correctly, also like Toronto, I think, has one as well. Republicans in Congress have requested answers from the Biden administration about their influence.
Wait, so is this so if you feel like you're not getting serviced well enough by your own government, you can go see what it's like to get serviced by another government, right?
I suspect it is for them to investigate Chinese people who are living in the United States and possibly bring them up on criminal charges, because that's kind of what police do, you know? That's my guess here. But the report said the stations were an extension of Beijing's efforts to pressure some Chinese nationals or their relatives abroad to return to China to face criminal charges. It also linked them to activities of China's United Front Work Department, a Communist Party body charged with spreading its influence and propaganda overseas.
I think that this is exactly what the U.S. deserves after going after Julian Assange.
You mean foreign police on its soil?
Exactly. I mean, seriously, if you're going to go after someone who's not from here, and especially going after them for, like, for being a traitor to not their own country.
A man who's never stepped foot in the United States, by the way.
Right, right. This guy's never even been here, and the United States is going after them for treason against a country that isn't even his. Honestly, this is what you sow, or what you reap when that's what you sow.
Yeah, and of course the other countries are doing the bidding for the U.S. Like, they didn't actually go and arrest Assange. That was the U.K. government thugs that, that did that. In this case, you actually do have Chinese police who apparently are physically on U.S. property here, if you will. The FBI director, Christopher Wray, said, "I'm very concerned about this. We are aware of the existence of these stations." He said, acknowledging them, but declining to detail their investigative work on the issue. He said further, quote, "But to me, it's outrageous to think the Chinese police would attempt to set up shop, you know, in New York, let's say without proper coordination. It violates sovereignty and circumvents standard judicial and law enforcement cooperation processes." But the
question is, he's just racist.
But the
he would be fine with it if it was white people, right?
But my question is it illegal? Is it actually against some sort of law for the Chinese to bring police agents over to the United States, have them rent an office, and say, "Hey, look, we're not arresting people. We're just here talking to people. We're here investigating things."
That depends on how they are classified. So, like, if it were me, like, let's say it was a free market, and I was running a dispute resolution organization, and I had an area that was basically agreed upon, like, this is acceptable behavior, and I will be doing the enforcing in this neighborhood, and someone moves a police station from another dispute resolution organization, I would probably see that as an invasion. So, if they are legally considered to be an invading force, then it's obviously against international law.
Mm-hmm.
So it really depends on what they classify them as.
Well, yeah, what is an invading force? I mean, obviously an invading force would be someone who's using violence against the American people,
mm-hmm.
but that's not what they're alleging is happening here, right? They're just Chinese cops, presumably doing Chinese investigations, and it's a weird issue, right? Like, it's an unusual thing. It makes me wonder how long this has been going on for. Mm-hmm. When did these police stations open up?
Well, and is it more a sign of the homogenization of governments around the world?
What do you mean?
Well, oh, absolutely. So, like, we saw unprecedented government cooperation between governments when it came to COVID lockdowns. And the mandates.
They all were doing what they were all doing.
Yeah, it was what, like Sweden and maybe one other country that didn't lock down
Belarus,
completely?
I think.
Yeah. And every other country on Earth simultaneously locking down hardcore.
Yeah. And unprecedented cooperation between these governments in doing so to basically ground the entire planet. Right? Now, there's always been this sort of like, you know, fear-mongering about one world government and, you know, all that kind of a thing. And so if governments are truly beginning to cooperate with each other to subject their citizenry to, well, the things that they like mm-hmm. to subject them to.
Total control.
Total control, oppression, you know, make them their tax cattle, right? Milk them for as much of their life effort as they can get. If they're starting to cooperate, that's even scarier.
The World Economic Forum recently put out, or at least I recently saw, like a promo piece for the New World Order. Like, seriously, using that word.
NWO.
Using that terminology in like a 2-minute long promo. Talking about how governments need to get on board, basically. I'll see if I can pull it up for you guys here in a little bit. But when asked
mind-blowing.
By a Republican Senator Rick Scott if such police stations violated U.S. law, the FBI said they were, quote, looking into the legal parameters. Republicans in the U.S. House of Representatives sent letters to the Justice Department asking if Joe Biden's administration was investigating these stations and arguing they could be used to intimidate U.S. residents of Chinese origin. I think that's absolutely what they're intended to do.
Mm-hmm.
Right? We know Lily Tang Williams. She mm-hmm. is a friend of the show, if you will. She's a liberty activist who moved here to New Hampshire from Colorado, but ultimately coming to the U.S. from China mm-hmm. meant, you know, decades ago. And she's had a great life here ever since. She wanted to escape from communist China there, and she loves it in the U.S., and she's sad, of course, to see the U.S. going in a similar direction. That's one of the reasons why she moved here to New Hampshire. But I imagine she's on their list. You know, she's probably on their list of people they would like to intimidate, possibly threaten,
mm-hmm.
threaten her family members that still exist in China, because her whole family didn't go with her. Right? And that's kind of one of the things that these
right.
tyrannical states do, is they'll go after your family and they'll put them in a prison camp if you don't do what they say.
Mm, right. So what this reminds me of is that, like, there's always three layers of what's going on with different countries, especially superpowers, right? So, like, on the surface level, they're completely against each other and, like, no, mm-hmm. we can't kowtow to China or Russia. No, right. we're against them. Now, on a little bit deeper of a layer, I mean, these rulers have way more in common with each other than they do with any of us.
Right.
So they will always work together if the outcome is going to be securing their own power as it is and expanding it. But on a third level, there's always the fact that, like, they're not really worried that much about us, and they are always jockeying for position with I mean, not necessarily countries, but with other powerful groups.
Mm-hmm. The Bilderbergers.
Yeah, exactly. Kind of like right now, there seems to be a big kerfluffle between sort of the World Economic Forum European side of the group and sort of the more like strictly crony capitalist bankers of America.
So a Chinese embassy did not respond to a request for comment earlier this month, though its foreign ministry denied that it had those stations, these police stations, in the Netherlands after a probe by Dutch authorities. China said they were offices to help Chinese citizens renew their documents. Christopher Wray from the FBI said the U.S. had made a number of indictments involving the Chinese government harassing, stalking, surveilling, and blackmailing people in the U.S. who disagreed with Chinese leader Xi Jinping. He said it's a real problem and something we're talking with our foreign partners about as well, because we're not the only country where this has occurred. We'll continue here, and you can share your thoughts. How do you feel about the idea of having Chinese police possibly just down the street from you in your city?
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today is the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live, and we're here. We'll take your calls about whatever's on your mind. The number is 603-283-6160. How do you feel about having a Chinese police station down the street from your home?
Feels terrible.
Yeah, it would be awful. But then again, I also don't really feel great about having the Keene Police Department down the street from my house either. And as you pointed out, Captain, the New York Police Department is doing the exact same thing. They have agents in other parts of the world, and you were trying to find some sort of evidence for that, because I know for a fact we've talked about it before, and I don't remember what the story was, but it was about how New York police have detectives that work outside of New York City. We're not talking about the state. We're talking about the New York City Police Department. They have agents that work in foreign jurisdictions, investigating, working with other police officers and that sort of thing.
Well, I, for one, prefer my local quasi-fascist government to the foreign communist government.
That isn't saying much.
I don't prefer it by a whole lot.
You prefer the domestic,
you know, corporate fascist
tyranny
government, yeah,
to the overseas tyranny?
Yes. Huh. Yeah.
Yeah,
it's 6 of 1, 6 of 2 of the other. I guess it's a matter of taste.
I prefer no tyranny.
Indeed. Is that an option?
Doesn't seem to be, no.
Well, there is at least a shred of accountability that you can have towards your local police department. You can at least, you know who they are and keep an eye on them to some extent.
Hire some kids to toilet paper their house.
But these foreign agents coming in from China.
So I've been told.
Setting up offices. And by the way, I have the original story. This is what I marked for show prep back in, I think it was early October, late September, from the New York Post. The organization was mentioned in the other article from recently is called Safeguard Defenders. They're a human rights watchdog. They've released a report on what they say is 54 such Chinese police stations in 30 different countries around the world. There's quite a few of them in Europe. Everything from London, Amsterdam, Budapest, Prague, Athens, Paris, Madrid, Frankfurt, and then North America has 4 of these stations. They mentioned 3 locations are in Toronto, and 1 is in New York City. So as of right now, at least that we're aware of, New York City is the only U.S.-based location for this. But as you pointed out, again, New York City is doing the exact same thing. So
New York City appears to have at least an office in Singapore.
Okay.
And since 9/11, this is from back in 2016, New York Police Department has embedded intelligence officers in 13 locations, including London, Paris, Jerusalem, Amman, Madrid, Toronto, and as far away as Sydney.
It's crazy.
So is this how we move into a decentralized way of performing the monopolized government services?
That's an interesting point, and I'm actually glad you brought that up, because it crossed my mind during the break there as well. It's like, well, we've talked about the idea of having multiple governments from which you can select the one that reflects your beliefs or reflects your values the best, having multiple governments over a specific landmass. But government A, if you didn't select their services, wouldn't be, quote-unquote, dealing with you.
Right. Once you detach government, the services that they claim monopolies on, once you are able to detach that from geography, then it would force them to become competing services.
And I mean, like I said with Julian Assange, that I think was kind of the piercing of the veil for geographically contained government.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, we are in a time where all of the power is moving from centralization to decentralization. I mean, basically, the human species has gotten as far as it can by bringing all of the resources into one place.
Right.
And now that we've accomplished that, all of the places that are the most capable of moving and shifting and changing things and innovating and providing services are where they're more distributed.
It feels weird to, like, cheer this on, though, right? Like, even though it could possibly lead to that.
Was there a nice way that this was going to happen?
That's a good point. Because if you decide you're going to set up a protection service under, you know, some sort of private auspices, meaning you've got clients who are willing to pay you for this, but you don't go and ask the government entity, the people calling themselves the state, in your area, whether you can be one of these protection services, right? Because they probably have a license for Whack and Hut and for, you know, whatever the other companies are, Garda, these private companies, private security organizations. If you decide you don't need to ask permission because you're a free person and free people should be able to start up their own businesses if they want to and you want to provide protection to your neighbors, they're going to treat you like a criminal gang, right? Mm-hmm. Like they're going to say, oh, there's a gang that's set up in this area. area, and they're trying to compete with us, mm-hmm. and they didn't ask our permission to do business here, so they're going to come in with the SWAT team or the Bearcat or whatever kind of violent tools necessary and shut you down. Are they going to do the same thing to the Chinese police station?
Good question.
Yeah.
And there's something backing the Chinese police
right?
station.
It's interesting, too, because if we break down the definition of what a government is, it is...
A criminal enterprise?
A criminal enterprise that claims a monopoly over the initiation of force over a geographic area.
True. Mm-hmm.
So if you just take geographic area out of the equation some way, somehow.
Which they seem to have done by going, hey, you're not our citizen, but we will treat you like one.
But then, you know, somehow it becomes available for you to sort of be like, hey, you know what? I like the, the social services of this thing. I like the protection services of this a particular government. I like the, you know, this service of that government, and you're able to pick and choose and form your own decentralized, borderless, virtual nation, why then all of a sudden they've got to compete for citizenry and they become service providers, and then they start losing the monopoly, then they start losing, you know, and then they have to become market agents at that point.
Yeah, they become actually accountable at that point. I mean, they make a big show about, no, we're totally accountable to the people because of voting. It's like, oh, you mean I get to pick between, for example, this guy and his cousin who are both in the Skull and Bones?
Right.
Oh, what a great selection that is.
And if you think about the variations that just sort of makes my brain think about, you could have, you know, nations the size of small clubs. You could have, you know, a nation of 25 scattered around the world who all belong to the same, quote, nation, unquote, right? Because they all subscribe to the same amounts and types of services that they've elected, right? But then you could have, you know, nations of millions. You could also have a nation of one. You could have hundreds of different separate nations of one
that are just
slightly different from each other in, you know, the ways that affect them as an individual.
Just like with other services that are provided. I mean, you can go to the little shop down the street to pick up your toilet paper, and then your service provider could be like a handful of people.
Right.
Or you could order it off of Amazon, and you are getting that service from the same place as millions upon millions, if not billions, of other people.
Right. I don't think any of this is going to happen because of things government does.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's going to happen because of people who innovate things that haven't sort of been introduced yet, right? So with like Bitcoin, cryptocurrency, blockchain technology, for the first time, we're seeing infrastructure that recognizes the individual,
mm-hmm.
that doesn't leave the individual out to dry. And so I think that innovation, building these things, is going to result in us seeing this sort of like lifting of the geography that these states claim is their territory.
Well, the agorist community, the people that are willing to work outside of the system without asking for permission, has always talked about building alternatives to the state and then attracting people over to them.
Mm-hmm.
Bitcoin, it's easy to do that with because there's no center.
Right.
There's no easy, you know, to raid offices, and when we get a chance, we'll talk about maybe some crypto stuff later. But getting rid of the monopoly over force over a geographic area, that is no easy task.
No small task.
More coming up.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
USA Radio News.
More snow expected in western New York overnight as a travel ban is lifted in some parts of Buffalo. The southern part of the city is not one of those areas. Mayor Byron Brown says there's so much snow there, they have to just haul it out. Former President Trump called the Justice Department special counsel overseeing investigations into classified documents recovered from his Mar-a-Lago estate, quote, super radical left. Jack Smith, a veteran federal prosecutor, was chief prosecutor for a special court in The Hague. Theranos CEO Elizabeth Holmes was sentenced to more than 11 years in prison for defrauding investors of her blood testing equipment company. UK Prime Minister Rishi Sunak has pledged more military aid to help Ukraine in its fight against Russia. He has also pledged some training and humanitarian support. You are listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live. The phones are open here, and you can join us. We're talking about Chinese police stations being opened up, or already open, apparently dozens of countries, 30 different countries, according to a report by Safeguard Defenders, a European human rights watchdog. They identified one in New York City, three in Toronto, and a bunch of them in Europe. With you tonight, it's Ian.
Beakless Mountaineer.
And the captain.
We've been talking about decentralization. It's kind of a theme here tonight, looking at decentralizing guns with 3D printed guns in the first hour. If you want to comment on that, you're still welcome to. Cryptocurrency is a big topic here on Free Talk Live, decentralizing the power of money into the individual's hands. And if you haven't taken the time to learn about crypto, you can do that over at Bitcoin.com. Just click Get Started. At the top of the page, you'll find some introductory information. You'll learn why decentralization is so important, getting money out of the hands of the big banks of the world and the governments of the world, and what that does for individual freedom. Go to Bitcoin.com, click Get Started at the top of the page. You'll find a lot of valuable information all for free there at Bitcoin.com. You can also get the latest news headlines anytime you want over at news.bitcoin.com.
Did you guys hear? I've spent all of my life sort of knowing that the country with the largest population is China.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right.
Well, apparently that's no longer true.
India topped.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just like a couple of days ago.
About
or something.
That.
Yeah, it turns out the like one child policy did a real number on their demographics.
Wow.
Oh yeah. Yeah, and so you mentioned earlier that like it seems kind of weird to cheer something like this on, and like I agree, but I would like to point out that we have the unlikeliest of allies in the current world. I mean, the best ally that I have right now against the World Economic Forum is the Fed.
Wow.
Explain that.
Okay, so
the
Federal
Reserve?
Yes, the Federal Reserve.
Wow.
Yeah, absolutely. So, like, this is what's going on right now. So, I mean, it's sort of an inevitable thing, the whole boom-bust cycle when you're printing your money. But the way it's going down right now, the quantitative tightening, right, the rates being raised, it's getting, you know, harder to own a house, and mm-hmm. stocks are plummeting and all of that really comes down to a fight between the European Central Bank, which is thoroughly controlled by the World Economic Forum, who also controls, like, the International Monetary Fund and the Bank of International Settlements. Between that group and the Federal Reserve. So, like, right now, the Federal Reserve is tightening the screws on the entire world because they know that eventually everyone else will have to collapse before they do. So we are going to watch things get tighter and tighter, no matter how bad the recession gets, until the European Central Bank starts printing money again. And okay. that's when they cry uncle, and they go, okay, our World Economic Forum plans to remove commercial banking entirely won't work for this generation.
Or humanity as a whole, or at least a whole bunch of them, could get together and agree to separate money from state.
Oh, wouldn't that be lovely?
And begin to use things like cryptocurrency, competitive markets for regular currencies would then emerge. We would see things like gold back would explode, mm-hmm. right? They wouldn't be able to keep up with the demand for like a decade or something, right? All these things would begin to take off. And once you eliminate government from a market, you see innovation immediately. And the most recent, or the most illustrative example of this, not a lot of our younger listeners will know this, but in the United States, there used to be the phone company.
Mm-hmm. I remember.
One company, all the phones, right?
Yeah, I remember they used to get mocked considerably on Saturday Night Live
right.
about how they were a monopoly and, like, they don't have to provide service because they're the only ones.
And they were horrible. As soon as Ma Bell was broken up,
mm-hmm.
right? We saw innovation immediately.
Mm-hmm.
This is where we started seeing pagers and cell phones and fax machines and all this stuff come out, right? As soon as that happened, right? Your long-distance bill went way down. The long-distance wars were a huge thing post-decentralization of Ma Bell, right? Mm-hmm. The one phone company. So you only need look a little ways back in U.S. history to see the benefits of decentralizing a monopoly.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you decentralize the monopoly on currency from states, all of a sudden you're going to have innovation and more prosperity for humanity. It's backed by history.
Yeah, it's amazing to me that people who generally understand that competition gives you innovation, gives you better service, but
yeah.
they have their blinders on when it comes to things like defense. They're like, no, defense must be provided by a government. It's like, it's socialist. Don't you know how bad socialism is at providing anything? So if you have no competition whatsoever, and there is nothing more socialist than the military, believe me,
mm-hmm.
and of course it's providing terrible service. What do you expect? There's no competition. But they have this weird, like, blind spot for certain things. Certain things have to be yeah. done by a centralized force, like money. People believe, most people in general, believe in their heart of hearts that you cannot possibly have a money system that isn't a central government issuing it.
We already do.
Yeah.
10,000 of them or so.
Yeah, in spite of the fact that we used to have that throughout the world. Yeah. Like, the reason that you wanted U.S. dollars, you know, prior to, like, 1913, was that you could trade them for precious metals.
Right.
And precious metals were the currency everywhere on Earth, and they weren't given out by a government.
Right. You mentioned that you think the Federal Reserve is against the new, or the not new world, or
West.
World Economic Forum.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, World Economic Forum is made up of people from all over the world, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's big corporate guys and politician types that are members of the World Economic Forum. It wouldn't surprise me if you found Federal Reserve types on their board of directors
chairman,
as well.
Former chairman, that
you
kind of
really
thing.
Think they actually are acting against one another's interests?
Absolutely. So, like, consider Jamie Dimon of Chase Bank.
Yeah.
Now, he's a lot of things. An absolute monster is definitely one of them, but he is a corporatist monster, not a socialist monster.
Yeah, he's in it for Jamie Dimon.
Exactly. And that's the thing. The World Economic Forum plan for the future involves completely eliminating commercial banks absolutely and entirely from the face of the earth. So they're basically trying to cut this this gang out of the scam.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, it's you know, it's this weird sort of like truce that they have. It's not unlike how cable companies have this cartelized behavior, where like you only have two options in any given place.
Yeah.
So in the same way, you have like these agreements among each other for like how they're going to do the scam, in spite of the fact that you've got raw socialists on this side and raw crony capitalists on this side, which, I mean, fascism, essentially.
Mm-hmm, right.
So, like, socialists and fascists are actually different in spite of the fact that they're both authoritarians. So you've got the World Economic Forum socialists that are in control of the European Central Bank, and you've got the American corporate fascists that are in charge of the Fed.
Hmm.
And they literally own it. I mean, a lot of people don't know that the Fed is literally owned by the private banks.
Yeah.
The largest exclusive private banks are the ones that own the Federal Reserve.
Right. And that's why they're never going to get, they're not going to allow the federal government to create a CBDC that's going to cut them out of the picture.
Right.
A central bank digital currency.
Yeah. They will allow them to create a central bank digital currency if they are cut in on it, if they're allowed to manage it themselves, as they've been managing the American economy for the last 100 years.
But again, separation of money and state is where humankind begins to flourish again instead of being oppressed. We start to see innovation. We start to see more employment. We start to see, you know, mankind begin to prosper. More innovation equals evolution.
Mm-hmm.
And all it has throughout human history. And if you stifle innovation, then you get oppression, then you get depression. Right? And I'm talking financial depression.
And remember that this is life or death. Innovation is how we don't die.
Right.
That's literally what happens. If we keep innovating, because the world is always changing, so we have to keep adapting. And if we stop adapting, we will die. And if we keep adapting, we will live.
Yep.
And that's our choices.
Necessity is the mother of invention.
Mm-hmm.
As long as you're free to invent the solution.
Yeah, exactly. Mankind has been, you know, historically one of the most innovative species on planet Earth.
Yeah, it's what keeps proving
most.
Wrong.
Probably the most, yeah.
Like the Malthusian apocalypse keeps getting proven wrong for exactly that reason.
All right, more coming up here. You can share your thoughts, whether it's on the World Economic Forum, Chinese police stations opening up in perhaps a city near you, or whatever is on your mind here. This is Free Talk Live.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. The phones are open here and you can join us. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Chinese police stations open in cities around the planet, including New York City and Toronto. Here in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Speakless Mountaineer.
And the captain. Is this a step in the right direction? We'll get into that a little. I don't think so. But we'll talk about it a little bit more here. But first, we're going to your phone calls and thoughts. Major Payne is on the line here in Michigan. Go ahead, Major.
Hey, guys. Yeah, nobody said something that kind of intrigued me. You made the comment about if we're able to keep being inventive and creative, we will survive. And I can think of a lot of things that have been kiboshed that were created and invented by big industry.
Mm-hmm.
Like the big lie that they're holding on to now is this global warming, climate change, hoorah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the hydrogen car would have cured that. That was invented probably 50 years ago.
Uh-huh.
And if you put a little electric generator in each wheel, as the car goes down the road, it creates its own power. All you need is a good hill to get started on.
And batteries.
Yeah. You run into the physical problem of entropy by doing that. It's always going to lose more energy than it uses. It's sort of like if you set a pendulum going, it's eventually going to stop, just because the laws of thermodynamics.
Yeah, but you only need a very small power source. I mean, you could pretty much get away with a 5-horse Briggs.
Well, honestly, the things that I think that they've put the kibosh on are like, so we could have thorium reactors in our lawns, in our cars.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we could have safe, effective nuclear power that lasts for thousands of years.
That's a threat to the oil companies.
Exactly. And I mean, thorium reactors, they literally can't melt down.
That's right.
So we could have this. But, as you point out, that would be a threat to the oil companies, and they're the ones really running this show.
Well, the same applies to the concept of Earthships. If you're not familiar with these are
homes built in the ground, right?
Well, built in harmony with nature.
is okay. How I'm going to say. They have, I think earthship.org is where you can find out more about Michael and his group of people. But they have devised methods of building houses that are completely self-sufficient. They've got their own septic, their own well. They grow their own food. They heat and cool themselves, all without being tied to the grid. So if you can imagine that being allowed, quote unquote, because, you know, local zoning laws don't allow you to do this on your own property. I don't care where you live in the United States. They had to fight not only the U.S. government, but the New Mexico government as well, just to get a place for them to experiment with building these houses.
That's crazy.
There's a documentary film from a decade ago called The Garbage Warrior. I highly recommend it. It's a great watch. But it tells their tale. And in fact, they didn't really even get going until, they're trying to invent these things. They proved that their model worked, and they're trying to do it in the U.S. They faced all sort of oppression from the man. Governments wouldn't let them do it. They came in and tried to say, you're a subdivision, and so you must conform, and you must have curbs, and you must have, all these things. Yeah, all these things. And they're like, no, we're trying to invent here.
Yeah.
And so it wasn't until they got invited overseas. There was like somewhere that had like a hurricane that wiped out an entire island and whatever. And so their government invited these people who build the earthships, their whole team, over to show them how to build, things that collect their own rainwater and, process their own sewage and like basically save their island. And once a government, and they were like the opposite of the U.S. government. They were like, no, please come in. We will give you resources. We will give you time. We will give you funding. Right. Please help us, save our people. And so it wasn't until that happened and they got a bunch of publicity from it, that then the U.S. government was like, well, okay, I guess we'll have to give you a place where you can build these things. But imagine if that technology were to catch on. And I call it technology, even though it doesn't seem like it. It is a technology. Imagine if that caught on across the United States. Or even across one state, for that matter.
Well, there goes our homelessness problem.
Right.
Something so simple. A buddy of mine showed me this little gizmo on the internet. You just basically put two radio speakers together, the magnets. And I'm not quite sure how you wire them, but they create their own damn power. You can run a light bulb off of it.
By using the opposition on the magnets?
Huh? Yeah, it's something to do with reversing the polarities. I'm not quite sure.
Well, and so a lot of this falls into the unknowable category. Like, what energy technologies actually work? Like, is there a way to, harness maybe solar power through the magnetosphere of the Earth? I mean, Tesla's Wyclef Tower comes to mind, where he was going to distribute electricity throughout the planet.
Right.
And his funder went, how do I put a meter on that?
Right.
And all of the funding went away, and then they, did everything to sabotage him from even trying to do things like that. But who even knows what technologies that produce energy actually work? Because if you try and make something and, you make it effective enough, you will have the Department of Energy showing up at your doorstep.
The Men in Black. Thanks for the call tonight, Major. Appreciate it. The number is 603-283-6160. Or maybe it'll be the Chinese police, as we were talking about earlier. The Chinese police are opening up substations, basically, in cities all around the planet.
It occurs to me that if they do this, that I could see something akin to, the Bloods and the Crips warring with each other, except it's like the Chinese police versus whatever the city police that they happen to be in, because something goes horribly awry, insert a Bruckheimer film here, kind of a thing. And so now you've got the Chinese police department versus whatever the local police department is, and everybody else gets caught up in the middle.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. We could argue that this might be a step towards decentralization, but it doesn't feel like it because these aren't people who are here to provide services on a consensual basis.
Right.
Now, they're trying to make it sound like they are. The report from the people that revealed that there's now 54 stations run by the Chinese police in 30 different countries, they're called Safeguard Defenders. They're the folks who wrote the report. They said China has attempted to, quote, combat the growing issue of fraud and telecommunications fraud by Chinese nationals living abroad, running operations that have resulted in 230,000 Chinese nationals being, quote, persuaded to return voluntarily, unquote, over the last year to face criminal prosecution. Now, there's only one way that you can persuade somebody to go back and be prosecuted criminally in communist China, and that is to threaten their family.
Right.
Right? That's the only reason why somebody who would be safely living a life in some other place, in Toronto or New York City or whatever, and the Chinese police come to them and they say, hey, look, we know where your mom lives.
Right.
And you need to come back, or we're going to put her in a prison cell for the rest of her life.
Or your mom's already in prison, and if you want her to get out,
yeah,
then
you'll come with us.
Right.
Yeah, the exact tactics that they use in North Korea to get compliance there. And, like, I see what you're saying, but I would like to point out that even if this isn't actually moving us in the right direction, it is changing the way that people think about government services.
Okay.
And I think that's why this is actually helpful. Now, I mean, there's two sides of most things, right? And the other side of this is definitely the fact that they are preparing us for global integration into essentially modular communism. So, like, they want to make sure that the United States can be part of the same global government as China, as Russia, as India, as everywhere else.
Chinese government claimed the stations provide vital services to citizens living abroad. So they are acting as though this is some sort of a service.
Like, what vital service are they providing?
Oh, they're going to help you with paperwork here. They're going to carry out services that might be traditionally carried out by an overseas embassy. The report argues instead that the stations are actually being used to enhance their overseas law enforcement capabilities and possible violations.
I was
going to
say, don't they already have embassies?
Yeah,
that's the thing that blows my mind about this, is because you get permission to build embassies. This is not the permission to build an embassy. And,
right,
like, if this doesn't, like, if they don't crack down on this, which, like I say, they might not want to because they're, you know, preparing for global government, right? So they might drag their feet in cracking down on this. But if they do, then that kind of opens the door for people to, like, oh, well, my country's declaring a pseudo-embassy over here and over here and over here. And that would move us in the direction of having options to which service provider we go to.
I want to go back real quick to the separation of money and state, because for the first time in the history of the world, as I understand it, this can be done in a grassroots way. The technology exists. There's, what, 10,000 cryptocurrencies that exist right now? So
20,000.
20,000? Okay. So a wide variety of selections to choose from for whatever your need may be. They all have different, you know, sort of features and benefits depending on what you're looking for. You want privacy, you want ease of exchange, whatever. Like, people right now can just begin to exchange with your family, your friends, your neighbors, cryptocurrency instead of government money in as much as you can. And if we get enough people doing that simultaneously, all of a sudden, the state just kind of goes away.
Mm-hmm. The number is 603-283-6160. You can join the show here. In fact, we'll get into the FTX debacle. I know both of y'all had something you wanted to say about it. That's on the way. Plus, the errant missile that fell to the ground and killed some people, apparently, in Poland.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.